Trans Rants 53. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this fine Thursday morning. The something of September in the year of our Lord 2020. Now then. Okay. All right. Here's another little tip for emotional equilibrium. Okay. Look, I got a tool for you to use. Another tool. Another cool tool. Well, that's a cool tool. Okay. So look, last night, I was about to start doing some yoga with my wife and eldest daughter, and my wife told my daughter to make an intention for the practice, and my daughter goes, "What?" And so I quipped, "And think about crystals," and my wife kind of didn't appreciate that. She said I wasn't being respectful. Maybe she's right, but my point was that she probably needed to have a sense of humor, and that always goes well when you tell people that they're not in possession of a sense of humor. Let me tell you. But, okay. But I essentially got kicked out of yoga practice. And I was a little butthurt about it for a second. But what did I do? Well, I went and I did some dishes. I call this chore therapy. See, the thing is, when somebody gets mad at you, they want you to be mad. When someone's upset with you, they want you to be upset. And they try to knock you out of your emotional equilibrium. And it usually works, at least for a second. But there's no bigger fuck you than to go do something nice for that person, and by the time you're done, be happy and have the added advantage of having done some form of service for that person. So when they next see you, you're smiling and laughing, happy, and work's been done that helps them in their life. Because then you can go, "Hey, you know, I love you, no big deal." And they're going to go, "Whoa, wait a minute, I just wanted to be mad at you, but now you're smiling and being nice to me and you did something for me, so, gosh, I can't be mad at you anymore." You could go do dishes, you could go do some laundry, you could cook a dinner, you could sweep the floor, you could take the kids out on a walk and leave your wife to, or husband to, have an hour by themselves. You could take care of a problem or whatever. Go do something. Go do an act of service. Go do a chore. Go do some chore therapy. Because you got to reset your equilibrium anyway, right? Right. So you might as well go do something productive in the meantime. It will help you reset your equilibrium anyway. Because it'll be task-oriented instead of emotionally wrapped up inside of whatever right or wrong you think you were the other person was. And then by the time you're done doing your task, you'll have done an act of service, which always feels good. Your house will be cleaner, which always feels good. You'll have a clear head, and the other person will have no ground to really stand on. And even if it's something that needs to be talked about, you're not going to be all wrapped up and butthurt still. You're going to have a clear head and a positive attitude, which will make it a lot easier to actually resolve the issue when it's time to deal with it. And there's another little add-on to this one, too. This is one I took from a guy named Kirk Duncan. I've talked about him on this podcast before, but when you're getting all emotionally worked up, whether you're enraged or frustrated or just like ready to cry or whatever, when your emotional cup is over full and it's spilling out on the people around you, here's a little tip for you. take a walk or take a drive and go find a place where there aren't people and there are trees. Or a big rock. Either way. You're going to go to this tree or rock and you're going to just spout all the shit that you are butthurt about. Just, you're the one who did this and I, blah, blah, and fuck you and blah, 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 blah. Just let it all out of you. Shout and scream and cry if you want to and say all the foul words you want to and say all the darkest thoughts you've been having and just let it pour out of you into the tree or into the rock. They can both take it. They'll both neutralize it. The tree will neutralize the poison and send the excess energy into the ground and into the sky. And the rock will just absorb the energy and ground it. And you can take that as literally as you like. But if you go have a bitch fit at a tree or a rock, and you say all the shit that you could never say to the person, or that you know you shouldn't say to the person, and you get it all out of you, there's gonna come a point where you're either just gonna be totally spent and have nothing left to spill out of you and just kind of feel empty and calm, or you're gonna have a moment of standing outside of yourself and seeing yourself as you're behaving, and it's gonna cause you to laugh. You're going to see yourself ranting and raving at a rock or a tree, and you're going to think, what a silly fuck. And then you're going to laugh at yourself. But either way, whether you just totally spend your negative emotional sort of stockpile, or you have that moment where you realize what a fool you're being and it causes you to laugh or shake your head with a rueful grin, either way, any which way, you're gonna be done feeling that way. And then you can walk back home or drive back home. And here's the thing. If you've been in an argument, or you know the other person's feeling angry or resentful or sad or whatever, they're gonna see you and you're gonna be fine. You're probably gonna be better than fine. You're probably gonna be feeling great. There's probably some stuff that came out of you that's been sitting in there for a while and it's been festering and you finally got it out. It's like when you have to take a really big spicy shit. You ate too much hot wings or something. And then you finally get that shit out of you, and then you're just like, oh wow. I feel so much better. But you will feel like that. And here is just sort of a, I don't know, you can feel about this how you feel about it, but I kind of like it, which is the other person's going to be pissed that you don't feel the same way anymore. Just the same as chore therapy, but you're going to walk in, you're going to be like, oh, what a beautiful evening! And they're going to be like, wait a minute, I thought we were fighting. I thought we were going to have an argument, and then we were going to go to bed pissed. We were going to just not see each other for 3 days or a week because we were mad at each other. And you're like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. I love you. It's all good. No big deal. We can talk about it if you want, but I love you and I'm good. I'm totally fine. And they're going to be like, well, fuck you. I wanted to fight. You'd be like, yeah, I know you did, but it's okay. I understand. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. But you will have this weird experience where you get all that stuff out of you and you didn't dump it on another person and hurt them and fill up their emotional cup so that they can spill it back on you until it splashes all over everywhere. And then you've got this emotional disaster waiting for you to clean it up when you have regained your ability to see clearly. Nope. You're going to have spilled all that poison into a tree or a rock and let the rock and tree handle it in a way that you could not do with another person. Unless they had great capacity as an emotional sort of channeler or whatever the word I'm looking for here is. But the point is, you go do chore therapy, or you go shout and scream and get all the poison out of you on a rock or a tree. Suddenly, you're not going to be in that place where you lose the ability to act in a way that you know is going to move you forward, that's going to neutralize the problem, that is going to give you the capacity to deal with the problem with the other person in a reasonable way. Now, this is not a situation that's going to work if somebody needs to be beaten to death or anything like that, but if it's your wife or a friend or your kids or a coworker, and you know that you need to continue to work with that person to move forward, then you should put yourself in a place where you have the greatest likelihood of being able to resolve the problem successfully without creating further issues. And here's a little bonus. If you combine the poison neutralization with the rock or the tree and some chore therapy, you're going to be so far ahead of the pack when it comes to being able to deal with these problems, you will not believe it. Your boss says something to you that pisses you off. Maybe they're not appreciating you, or maybe they're sort of oblivious to all the work that you've been doing. Great. Go do more work, even harder. Focus in on something so much that it's undeniable that you did it. Do it right in front of them. Or they piss you off, go take a walk around the building, go find a tree, and just talk to the tree and be like, listen, you fucker, you don't even know what I'm doing. You've been sitting back there in the office watching porn, failing to order the shit that I need. Or, listen, you fucker, you've been walking around keeping eyeballs on me. Meanwhile, you got tasks piling up that you need to do, you know, whatever you need to do. Listen, you fucker, you exploit everybody around you to get the work done and then don't actually do any other work besides, you know, whatever you need to say. Or, listen, employee, you little shit, I gave you this job. No, I'm not going to give you a raise. You don't do the job you're supposed to do right now. And then step in and fucking just show them. Show them. But here's the thing. There's nothing like getting some poison out of you and then building a little self-respect by doing things that are uncommon and that get shit done and that solve problems to resolve issues. Get some shit done, build a little self-respect, and get the poison out of you. If you can do these things, I'm telling you, you will be amazed at how well it works at solving these problems, moving past these emotional roadblocks, and getting on with your life, and helping the other person to do the same, because you're not there to argue, you're not there to fight, you're there to win, you're there to solve problems, you're there to make shit happen, and when you do, it's undeniable. And if you know that it's undeniable and you know you've gotten it done and you know you've put on a good attitude and you know you've done a good job and the other person repeatedly and consistently is unable to appreciate you or to respect you or to recognize you or to work with you to move past these issues, then you know that there's a deeper problem there, and I'll let you figure out what to do about it. Out.